Welcome back to the Talking Bear Football Podcast, right here on westbranchfootball.com. I'm Matt Chenander, and it's just me for this episode, and that's because you'll mostly be hearing from the team today, as we have some great interviews with the team captains and a few coaches. Now, these interviews are from Media Day, which was held Saturday, August 15th at the Little Rose Bowl. Media Day was a little different this year, as the program wanted to ensure the safety of all of those involved. So at the Little Rose Bowl were players, coaching staff, managers, cheer squad, team photographer, the West Branch Times, and westbranchfootball.com. And all activities were conducted with proper social distancing or by wearing masks. And a lot of the time, actually, both precautions were put into place. So all that said, it was good to have some semblance of normalcy and getting back to some football. The season kicks off in less than 2 weeks from now, and we are pretty excited. As mentioned, we have some great interviews to play for you today, and I'll be your guide through them. Jason Miller will be talking with the team captains, Cale Federlin, Gavin Hirschman, Jeff Bowie, Morgan Hartz, and Kelby Berger. Then, Stephen Grace will chat with head coach Butch Peterson, assistant coach and offensive coordinator John Hirschman, and fresh off head coach Matt Hills. All of these interviews are posted on westbranchfootball.com and our YouTube channel, so if you want to see the video versions, be sure to head over there. Also, if you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, please do so. It's free, and you'll instantly be notified anytime we post new videos. Sometimes they're even on YouTube before anywhere else. Before we get started, I wanted to take a quick moment to thank our sponsors who have come on for the 2020 season. Those are Barnhart's Custom Services, Corridor Drywall, Fullwider Insurance Agency, Hoover Presidential Foundation, Main Street Suites, Marcy Willier with Urban Acres Real Estate, and the West Branch Times. Big thank you to them. We're so happy to have you all on board again with us this season. It's probably going to be a record year for listeners of the Bearcast. All right, let's dive into the interviews. First, we'll check in with offensive lineman, kicker, and linebacker, Cale Federlin. Take it away, Jason.
Just work with me on this one. We got a number 51. We got a Federlin. Pull it down real quick. Put it back up. This is a Federlin. We're a number 51. We got a state championship, 89 and 91. Your dad, Chad, was on that team. I'm going to go on a limb and say that since you're now an offensive lineman, you move from tight end, still going to be a linebacker, there's a reason why you're wearing that number. I'm going to guess it's because that's one your dad wore. Were you told, hey, you got to wear this or you're getting kicked out of the house?
No, not exactly. Yeah, I really picked this because of tradition. My dad wore it when he was in high school, probably like 80 years ago. But, you know, West Branch football is all about tradition, so I figured carry it on.
All right. As a senior captain, what is that tradition? What does that mean to you? I'm a West Branch. I'm a football captain.
Always playing your hardest. That's what I think of it as. You got to go out every night, play it like it's your last, because during these times, you really never know when it is.
That's fact. And then, which I guess can lead me into another question is, I continue to say this, but you're one of very few states that are getting this opportunity to play in the fall where football's meant to be played. And it's day by day. We're going to take it. We're just going to play football, right?
Yep. That's exactly what we're going into it, just like it's any other season, as normal as we can. But, yeah, we're trying to keep everyone safe and make sure that we can get the season underway.
On field, we're going to think about it. On the field, West Branch Bear football. As a senior, you've played 3 years. This is year four. I'm doing really good math. Does that work? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sounds good.
What is that? What is on the field West Branch football? What is it?
Smash mouth football. You know, getting everyone riled up and ready to go. Because that's what it's all about, making memories and getting out there and taking names.
Yeah. I talked to Morgan Hartz just before you. And similar fashion, and when we're at practice, you're one of the more vocal guys on the field. Not just as a linebacker, you got to make the calls and things. That's part of it. But you're just one of the more vocal guys going over, always first, one of the first people there to tap your teammate when they're doing something good. Or, hey, let's check this out. You know, you could have gone here. We made the call. We're supposed to go this way. What is that? Where does that come from?
Being a leader, you know, senior captain means a lot to me because that's something I've always wanted to do. And I try my best to help everyone with whatever they can. Whether it's on the field, off the field, I'm always there for them.
All right. Just give me anything else that you do besides a West Branch football player, besides playing football. What are some other things that you like to do?
I beat the crap out of Simon Palmer in 2K.
Okay. I was wondering where that was going.
He's never beat me, actually, so I'm not sure he'll like that, but
well,
he's never beat me in 2K.
Okay, and what's the secret with that? What's your secret?
Home court advantage.
Yeah, I'm all about the oops and the three-pointers. If I'm not doing an oop or three-pointer, it's not worth it.
Right.
Threes count more than two, I think.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a three every time.
It's a three every time. Well, the last question here, and then we'll let you go home, is this. When you look back on what your class has accomplished up until now, what's missing?
Return to the dome. That's our goal. You know, everyone makes the playoffs, but we know what we're capable of, and we're going to get back there.
It was good to hear from Cale about changing his number and the reasoning behind that. You know, last year he wore number 10. This year is number 51, which is the number his dad, Chad, wore while in high school. Next, let's hear from quarterback Gavin Hirschman.
Well, we talked about it with Cale Federlin, the number 51. Now, you're the number 15. The tie-in was this. Both of your fathers played on a state championship team in the Dome. He talked about one of the things that hasn't been accomplished yet in a while is going back there. What do you think?
Yeah. Last year, you know, we kind of beat ourselves in that game. I think we all know we could have won that and should have gone there. And this year, I think we're got a little taste of that, and we're pretty hungry to get back there. So big goals this season, for sure.
About 2 weeks have gone by with practice. What are you seeing at practice that you like, and what are things that are going to continue to get better?
Right. So we lost a lot of guys last year. Tanner, Trey, big ones. A lot of linemen, Paulson. And I think a lot of guys have stepped up. We told them this offseason. They put a lot of work in, and we got 5, 6, 7 receivers that'll all play. So we'll all be fresh on offense, and they're all fast, and they got good hands. So I'm looking forward to throwing to them the ball.
Now you've got a year under your belt as a quarterback, year two. What are things that maybe you learned last year that I can improve on? I'm going to get it better. Just take me, this team, to that next level as a leader.
Right. Last year being my first year at quarterback, wasn't very comfortable throwing the ball till probably mid-season. Trey helped me a lot just going up and get a ball last year, but this year I'm going to have to be a lot crisper on my throws and still be able to run the ball just like last year. I learned how to read a defense probably. I'll be honest, I didn't know how to read a defense last year. But
well, what do you like? I mean, Coach Peters is not going to hear this, but what do you like? Would you rather run the football or pass the football for you?
I'd rather run the ball. I can run it.
What do you do off the field? We always talk about what we're doing on the field. What are some of the things off the field that you look forward to as well?
Hopefully we can go out to eat with the team. I know just doing stuff with the team, going to movies, stuff like that, that's fun. Hopefully with COVID and everything, we can still do that, just connect more with the guys off the field.
All right. Give me one more message.
Go Bears.
Well spoken, Gavin is. You know, I like that Gavin was honest and upfront about how much he has improved from his junior season to now going into his senior season. For our next captain, Jason talked with Jeff Bowie. Go ahead, Jason.
Jeff Bowie. I've talked to the other senior captains. The one thing that you have over them, the little different thing you can talk about, is this is actually your fourth year of varsity football. What has changed from year one to year two to year three, and now as a senior captain?
I think just the amount of leadership that you take on. I mean, the leadership role grows so much because as a freshman, you're just soaking stuff up as much as you can, and by the time you're a senior, you're just helping everyone do that same thing, so...
You've had the opportunity to see football from different angles, not just as a varsity freshman player, now to be a senior football player, but you've gone to some camps away, football at different levels from different styles. What have you learned? What has football taught you through years?
It's just a tough sport. It's a tough sport that you really have to hold yourself accountable for, because people don't, they're not going to baby you in football. Like, you're not going to have people walk you around and tell you what to do. Like, you got to know what to do, and if you don't, then it's going to be the next guy in, and it's really just a responsibility thing.
What's your favorite part of football?
I think probably just the teamwork. I mean, if everyone doesn't do their job, it doesn't work, so it's really unique in that way, because other sports you can have one or two guys that do really good and the rest of the team maybe not, and you can still be successful, but football's not that way. You got to have everyone be.
Now, as an
best.
Individual, when you're on the field and the play's coming at you, what's the feeling like? Tell me walk us through this when you say, oh yeah, this guy is, he's in your sights. What's that feeling?
it's really exciting because over the years, teams have stopped really coming. I mean, at most of the time, I don't get to see that very much. But when someone's coming at me, it's a you get real happy and, you know, you start to break down for the tackle. It's just a good feeling. I mean, you just get super hyped up and you get really pumped up and you just – it's just – there's nothing really like it.
Do you think in that moment or you just react, it's just there and lights out?
It's just really an instinct. I mean, once you see them, it just – you close in and it's over. Like, you just – it flicks that switch once you see them and it's just – from there, it's just instincts kicking in.
West Branch football 2020, what does that mean? What is it going to be?
I think it's going to be just a lot of younger guys stepping up. I mean, we had a lot of guys leave. I think it's going to be really interesting. It's going to be one of the most interesting seasons I've been around for, I think. And especially with everything going on in the world, it's going to be real interesting to see how things play out. But I think West Branch football 2020 is going to have a really strong team, and we're going to have a lot of guys stepping up.
I like Jeff's perspective on the game of football, saying you need to do your job and all of your teammates to do their job as well to be successful. And in case you missed it this offseason, Jeff announced his commitment to the University of Iowa to play for the Hawkeyes next fall. Next, let's hear from Morgan Hartz.
Morgan Hartz, senior year, you're a captain. What's that mean to you?
Means a lot. I know I need to be a leader for our grade and the whole team and really show what it means to be a football West Branch Bear.
You, when I'm at practice, you're one of the more vocal guys, okay? Mm-hmm. You're always communicating with your teammates, and you're willing to go over. You're the first one over there usually to say, hey, great job, a pan on the helmet. Is that just something that's ingrained in you that you just naturally do?
Yeah, I'm just very energetic, and I know it's, you know, good to help everyone out. Not everyone's like that, so I just do my part.
Okay. When you think back to this, I was a freshman football player 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. This is it for me. I'm a senior. This is your last year. What's that make you think of?
A lot of the memories, you know, it was good times. I was able to play varsity as a freshman, and then now I'm able to really, like, start and play a lot more, so I know it really means a lot. And
yeah. Your teammate, Kale Federlin, told me to ask you this because it should be a very important and integral part of this interview. Word has it is you're a chicken farmer.
Yes, I
am. What's entailed in being a chicken farmer?
So me and my sister, we have raised chickens out at our house for laying eggs, and then for state fair and county fair, we show meat birds.
What is a meat bird?
Just a chicken that you feed and raise as getting big as you can and then butcher it for the chicken.
Okay. See, we ask you these questions. He was a smart kid. To show that there's things beyond football.
Yes.
What do you do beyond football? You're a chicken farmer. You're also, you like to wrestle.
I like to wrestle all year round. Football, really athletic. I like to lift a lot, you know, outdoors.
Okay. Well, when you think of back like this, this is your senior year. This is your last chance. You're one of very few states this year getting this opportunity to play football. You're going to take advantage of it.
Yeah, definitely playing my heart. You know, senior year, leave it all on the field every Friday night. Go as hard as I can every play, 110%.
And if you don't know, how do we see if you can remember from other interviews or see if you can figure this out? How do we always end our interviews?
Go Bears!
He's good. He's good. You got it.
For our final captain, let's check in with Kelby Berger.
Senior captain interview with number 7, Kelby Berger. What do you, as a senior captain, what do you feel is your job?
I feel like just to be a leader, even like with the scout team, just to lead those guys, like kind of guide them like with stuff that they're not used to doing, like with other teams' plays and all that.
Okay. Do you feel, I mean, what have you seen in practice so far over the first week and a half, 2 weeks that has you excited and things that you feel as though maybe, hey, let's push this a little harder?
I feel like our line's really deep this year. We got a really good offensive line, and our receiving core's really good as well. So that really helps.
Okay. Well, what's your position this year?
Quarterback, I'll be holding this year. So
holder?
Yes.
That's a pretty important job.
Yes, yep.
When was the last time you did that?
I've never done it before.
Okay. Did you get any practice? You just
yes,
doing
yeah,
it?
I've... Yeah, I've been practicing.
Well, we've got kind of a decent kicking game coming back.
Yes, yes, we do.
So
yes.
You can be an All-State holder. I think we're adding that to the position this year. Yeah, you think?
Yeah, yeah.
All-State holder?
Yes.
What would that mean to you if you got that plaque on the wall?
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be great.
Would that be a resume builder?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yes.
Yeah. Now, what's the communication and relationship level between you and the stat guys?
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, sometimes I'll just be home and they'll all be there just hanging out. It's like, I don't know what.
Your father, Tom, is one of the stat guys.
Yes.
I mean, how he takes it seriously.
Yes, he does. It's insane how serious he takes that thing. It's
Do you have normal. Yeah, does
he
really do anything? I mean, no one's listening.
That's a good question. I don't think I want to know.
That's really good. Now, does he put, like, the coasters, the stat guys, statified since...
Oh, they're everywhere. Everywhere in my house.
And the koozies and everything?
Yes, yes.
Do you have to wear the t-shirt, like, stat guys t-shirts?
No, I don't have one of those.
Is that, like, a formal dinner if you put the t-shirts on?
I didn't get one of those. I really need to get one.
All right, what are you looking forward to most this year?
I'm looking forward to just playing and just being out there with our... I mean, I love these group of guys. They're great. Get along really well.
That was a fun interview. I look forward to Kelby being that all-state holder that he and Jason talked about. Okay, now that we've heard from the players, let's transition over to the coaching staff. As I mentioned previously, Stephen Grace interviewed head coach Butch Peterson, assistant coach and offensive coordinator John Hirschman, and fresh off head coach Matt Hills. Let's start with hearing from Coach Peterson. Go ahead, Stephen.
Media Day 2020, and time now for our talk with Coach Butch Peterson. And Coach, we talked with a couple other guys already. It feels different. It looks different. But yet, it's still high school football season.
Well, absolutely. And I think that's what you have to keep in mind here. We're doing everything imaginable to keep the kids safe. But it is football season, and we're just praying to God that nothing happens to anybody. And I don't think it will.
Take us through just briefly kind of the summer. And, you know, you and I talked several different times. And, well, we think we're going to have a season. Well, we're not sure what's going to happen, what's going to go. And then finally they say, we're going to do it. We're cutting the schedule a little bit. And then everybody's in the playoffs. You know, how did you kind of keep in touch with the guys, with the coaches, just to be able to say, no matter what they do, we're ready to play?
Well, as far as the weight room, we couldn't do anything in the weight room until July 1st. But then after that, you know, we had some Zoom meetings, and we had, I know the captains had some captains' practices. We weren't involved in those, but they did have some of those as far as the passing part. But there wasn't a whole lot you could do, and we had to make sure that we were doing everything we were supposed to do as far as making sure the kids were safe.
So looking at the schedule, obviously take out two games in the regular season, so Sigourney and Regina gone, play a seven-game regular season, and then everybody gets into the playoffs. Take us through kind of how that's going to shape up and what you'll see coming up from that.
Well, I think, you know, the first two games are going to be tough games because they're both 2A schools, and it's Tipton and West Liberty. And our conference is pretty balanced, to be honest with you. So we're going to have a tough schedule for us from the standpoint that we're very young. We have 5 sophomores on this team, which is unheard of at West Branch. And they're developing well, but how well they develop and how fast they develop will determine the kind of success we're going to have. But I know they're working hard, and that's all we can ask of those kids. And I'm excited about this team. They're a tight-knit group like most of our teams are. The one component that I don't like that we have been suggested to do is to separate the fresh off and the varsity. That's not the way we built this program. We've always had the kids together as a family atmosphere, but for safety's sake, we felt that this was the thing to do this year. So I'm distraught about that, but there isn't anything anybody can do about it.
Right. So with that, I mean, obviously it's not the way we want to do it, but the masks aren't anything that people want to do. We're finding ways to get around it. How do you think that's going to impact, you know, game prep and weekly practices and things of that nature?
I don't think it's going to affect us at all. I think it's what you demand out of your kids and what the kids want out of the whole thing. I know this team wants to be good. They want to do the best that they possibly can. And so I think to use that, if some coaches do use that as an excuse, that's just what it is, an excuse. We're all in the same boat. We're all going to play as hard as we can across the state of Iowa. And we're all going to try to be as safe as we can be. And that's what the main thing is this year. And to get an opportunity for the kids to play is really, really important. I really am glad that the state did this. It's not my preference. I would have rather seen us go to the spring. I think it's a safer environment in the spring, possibly. Mm-hmm. But I am very, very happy with the Iowa High School Athletic Association, except for this mask, that they're trying everything they can to be proactive and try to get the kids out on the field, and that's the main thing. We're doing this whole thing for the kids.
Right. Well, speaking of the kids, let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, obviously, you know, last year's senior class, you know, you had several guys that were playing varsity since they were sophomores. A lot of experience, a lot of places where, you know, those guys are now gone. You've got some new faces filling in. What are you seeing from those guys that are coming in and, you know, trying to fill those roles here as this season gets going?
Well, I think a lot of them are stepping up. A lot of the sophomores have got to step up, and we have some seniors coming back. But the receiver core is very deep. The backfield, we need to develop more depth in the backfield. Andy Hansen's doing a great job there. We're trying to groom a couple other people for that area. Quarterback's outstanding. You know that. He's a great quarterback. Offensive line is really starting to develop. We feel we have seven offensive linemen that can play for us. From a defensive standpoint, we have, I think, three starters back. So we don't have many starters back on the offensive side or the defensive side. But I think the secondary's come along extremely well. We have a lot of speed. We're gifted with speed. The kicking game will be, you know, be a good thing for us. Cale Federland's a great kicker. And the snapper is always important. And Caleb is doing a great job sexing at snapping the football. So we should be pretty solid in the special teams area as well.
Well, it's one of those that it takes all three phases to be able to be successful, and so I know that a lot of work goes into each of those different areas. These guys have been doing it on their own a lot, like you said, in the off season. So it's just a credit to see them just so eager to get out here and get after it and say, you know what, we don't care if we have to wear masks. We don't care if we have to stop and sanitize the football and wash our hands every 4 minutes. We're going to play some football.
That's right, and that's what makes it so gratifying to me is they could be just the opposite, and they're not. They're ahead of us, and they want to do well, and I'm extremely happy with this team. And we've won some fundraisers. The captain's parents have done a good job, and the community has supported us extremely well. We hardly had any money left in our football budget, and it started to grow now again, and we're happy about that as well.
We're looking forward to it, Coach. August 28th, we started off right here on the Little Rose Bowl with Tipton coming in. So can't wait for it, and hopefully we can see this season go off without a hitch. Thanks for joining us here this week.
And to watch this thing today unfold, the professionalism from your crew and everybody else is really trying their best to be safe with the kids. And I think that's outstanding, simply outstanding.
You know, it was interesting to hear from Coach Peterson about he, his staff, and the rest of the team, you know, how they've handled and responded to the tough offseason and the changes to the upcoming season. I know the team is doing everything they can to stay safe. They understand that this is football, and they need to work hard despite any limitations that are in place. All right, next, let's check in with Coach Hirschman.
Media Day 2020, and as we've said all day long, things look just a little bit different. We've got offensive coordinator John Hirschman joining us right now. And Coach, first off, it's different this year, but we're still getting a chance to play. That's the main thing.
Yeah, that is the main thing. We're just thankful that we have a chance to play. I think all of us coaches, players, everybody's just got that perspective this year that we're just thankful we're here. We're thankful we get to play. We're going to follow whatever rules we have to do in order to play and keep the season going.
So with that, I know that, you know, game nights, there's going to be some changes, you know, definite stoppages and whatnot. You know, does that impact anything with, you know, strategizing or making sure that guys are staying in the flow and staying focused? Or is that just something that, you know, we're going to have to adapt as we get to it?
Yeah, we're just going to have to adapt. You know, honestly, 1A football, you never have a lot of depth. So extra timeouts, in my opinion, is an okay thing. So we'll deal with it. It'll be fine.
Well, looking offensively, a lot of guys that are gone from last year that did a lot. A lot of guys that are coming back as well. What are you seeing from these guys as you get ready to kick off the season here in just over a week, a little under 2 weeks here, as they get ready to hit the field here for the first time?
A lot of really hardworking kids, and actually, I mentioned depth. I mean, we don't have a lot of depth numbers-wise because we're 1A Iowa football, but depth as far as the 24 varsity guys we have right now is actually really good. We don't have our five starting lineman spots set because we've got a number of guys that all look good. Same with the receivers. We've got a lot of really good receivers. Now, that said, receiving yards, I think we had over 1,500 yards of receiving last year. We've got 41 coming back, which means there's potential for any of these guys to step in and take one of those spots.
Well, and then another spot where you had a solid workhorse the last 3 years was running back with Tanner. Talk a little bit about that. I know Andy Henson saw some reps in there last year. What are you seeing in that backfield?
Yeah, Andy's done a great job. And Andy, you know, I give Andy a lot of credit. He spent his freshman year basically being Tanner Lukowski's backup, so he didn't get to play his fresh, soft schedule. But he got a lot of good reps in practice, learned a lot. He worked really hard this summer in the weight room. He worked really hard with Gavin catching passes. So he's done a great job catching the ball. He's going to be a real threat out of the backfield as a receiver. And I think he'll just do a phenomenal job. But we've got other guys that are going to play there too. Kinnick Belk's getting reps there now. And then Dom Culver's in the reserves right now. He spent his summer in the reserves. When that kid comes back, I imagine he's going to be in the best shape of his life. So he'll be another threat at running back.
Yeah, but we were talking about it earlier. You know, yeah, you have a Tanner Lukowski that sees a lot of reps, but you find ways to rotate guys in. And, you know, you get to a situation when a Tanner does leave, you've got three or four guys that have that opportunity. And that's what makes this program so successful over the years.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're a spread offense. And we, with doing that, we want to spread the ball around. So it doesn't have to all be on Andy's shoulders. He doesn't have to feel like I've got to do what Tanner did. You know, he may or may not get the number of carries that Tanner had. It's fine, however it works out. We're going to spread the ball around to a lot of guys.
Well, it's going to be exciting, one, just to get a chance to play, but two, to get to see these guys knowing the work that they've been putting in the offseason and getting ready here for the things to get going. Coach, thanks for joining us. Best of luck all year long.
You bet. Thank you, guys. Thanks for all you guys do.
It was nice to hear from John about his and the team's positive perspective on the season. You know, as John put it, the team is just thankful that they get to play, and I know that they are going to take full advantage of that opportunity. For our final coach and our final interview, let's hear from Fresh Off head coach Matt Hills.
Media Day 2020, and rolling through just a couple of coaches here this year as we're trying to limit our exposure. We've got Matt Hills, head Fresh Soft coach, yes, and going on, I don't even remember how many years now, but you've been doing it for a while.
This is year number 10.
Year number 10. So, yeah, it's a nice little decade that you've been out here. Hey, it's going to be a lot different this year. What are you seeing from the Fresh Soft level, how things are going to be impacted? I know you're not playing Friday nights. You're going to have changes. You're having masks, all that stuff.
Yep.
How do you do that, exposing these guys to high school football for some of them their first year?
Yeah. So it's obviously it is different. You can't really look past the differences. But when it comes down to it, when we're on the field, it's still 100 yards of turf, and we're still running football plays and still hitting. so all that's the same. Probably the biggest change that we have is – we're used to running football as a program in practice, and due to the COVID strategies that we're trying to use, the mitigation strategies, we are splitting the two teams. You know, in the event you did get an exposure, at least we're not dumping both teams on a quarantine. So that's probably the biggest change, is we're used to sharing a lot of our players and going back and forth from JV to varsity or even running scout team. This year, it's two separate football teams. We're doing the same things for the most part,
right,
but it's two separate teams on the field. So,
how's that going to impact? I mean, obviously, practice-wise, you know, you may not have full 11-on-11 in some of those situations, because obviously, Class 1A, we don't have the numbers. So, you know, are you changing things practice-wise of trying to make sure guys are getting solid reps so that they know how to get it ready at game speed when they come out on a Monday night in your case?
Yeah, definitely. So at this stage in the game, you know, a lot of your stuff is individual drills and position group drills and a lot of that. But when we do get to the team aspect, doing a lot of, you know, just like today when we had contact, doing a lot of half line stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll have a scout D of maybe five or six guys, and we'll say, hey, play's going this way. We shift the defense to that half. So we're able to compensate somewhat. That works out.
So looking at the team, obviously, every year you get, you know, almost half, if not more, that kind of you get new faces coming in. What are you seeing roster-wise? You know, what are you looking at in terms of some of these guys that are coming up?
Probably the best thing about this season, we had a real small junior class, so that kind of trickled over the last couple years between JV and varsity. And now we got a big, solid freshman class coming in, more than a dozen kids there. And actually a really tight-knit group. The sophomores are presenting with some good leadership, so that's a positive. And our freshmen are coming in. I tell you what, 10 years, I mentioned the 10-year mark. This is probably the most disciplined team I've had in 10 years. They're always willing to learn. In fact, I think it was last Friday night, we got done with practice. We're all sweaty. We all go home. And about 9:30 that night, I get a call from Pete Swisher. Hey, the lights are out on the football field. some of the guys decided to have their own little practice. So they're putting in some extra time, and that really makes the coaches happy.
Yeah. Well, like we said, going to be playing on Mondays throughout. And like you said, it's split and whatnot. So obviously that changes the practice flow as well.
Yes.
But I know that you've adjusted to that over the years. Sometimes you play Monday, Friday in the same week. So it's probably almost nice knowing, hey, it's going to be Monday every week.
Yes. So the positives to that, we mentioned the negatives with having lesser guys on scout team or for practice situations. The positive is we get to focus on JV football, and we get to focus on what we're doing for Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times in the past it'd be and this could always change, right? Everything's dynamic with the last 6 months or so. So we could see changes, but the nice thing is we've been focused on Tipton, mm-hmm. and only Tipton and only our JV game at this point. So we're one football program, but that is the positive to some of these changes, is we can focus on our game.
Right. Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to it. Like we said, we're excited that we just have the opportunity to come out and play and doing what we can to make sure the season goes off without a hitch. And Hilsey, we're looking forward to seeing how this team grows throughout the year.
Thanks, Steven. I'm excited as well.
I always enjoy hearing from Coach Hills, as he's very willing to let us, you know, quote unquote, behind the curtain about his staff's preparation. And I also give a lot of credit to the Fresh Soft coaches for their unheralded work, for not only putting a good Fresh Soft team on the field, but preparing these kids for varsity football. You know, there are two teams, varsity and Fresh Off, but it is certainly one program. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Talking Bear Football Podcast. I hope you enjoyed hearing from the players and coaches. You know, just as a reminder, I'll say it again, all of these interviews are on westbranchfootball.com as well as our YouTube channel. Just search for West Branch Football on there. Also, be sure to subscribe to this podcast in your podcast app of choice. The benefits of doing that are, one, well, it's free, and two, as soon as we release new episodes, they will appear in your podcast app and be ready to listen on your commute to work, daily walk, or however you listen to podcasts. I personally use Overcast, but we're also available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and many others. For our next episode, the full crew with Steven and Jason will be back. And we're looking at that for next weekend, and we'll have a brief season overview as well as a full preview of the Bears season opener against Tipton. That is coming up so quickly, and I am very excited. Again, a big thank you to the sponsors that have come on for the 2020 season. Again, those are Barnhart's Custom Services, Corridor Drywall, Full Water Insurance Agency, Hoover Presidential Foundation, Main Street Suites, Marcy Willier with Urban Acres Real Estate, and the West Branch Times. For Jason Miller and Stephen Grace, this has been Matt Shenander. We'll talk to you soon on the Talking Bear Football Podcast right here on westbranchfootball.com. Take care, everyone.